Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho. John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. Stay right where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Attention Nevada patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown, asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The White House is in the midst of an update on the Omicron virus. We will try to join that live coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:32, as we check out the traffic cams at the moment, moderate flows on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Warm Springs, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Remember, you're bumper-to-bumper downtown. You can't change that because of those lane restrictions. 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes are available, so it's a bottleneck. And that's causing some backups on that transition. Those that are merging from Interstate 15 North over to the construction zone there on 515 eastbound. And remember, there's road work all day long today on Interstate 11. That's both directions between College Drive and Horizon. The right lane and shoulder are going to be closed through there.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
There were two games in the NFL on Tuesday due to COVID-19 postponements. The Rams beat the Seahawks 20-10. LA improves to 10-4. The Seahawks dropped to 5-9. Matt Stafford, 21 of 29 passing, 244 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Cooper Kupp with a pair of touchdown grabs. The Rams have won three in a row. They're tied with the Arizona Cardinals for the top spot in the NFC West. The Eagles knocked off Washington 27-17, Philadelphia 7-7, Washington 6-8. Jalen Hurts 20 of 26 passing, 296 yards, a touchdown and interception. Five games in the NBA Tuesday, the Knicks over the Pistons 105-91, the Heat beat the Pacers 125-96, the Mavs over the T-Wolves 114-102, the Pelicans beat the Blazers 111-97, the Suns over the Lakers 108-90.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevada's right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The White House COVID-19 Task Force is rolling out a new pill from Pfizer. They are talking about it now, Dr. Walensky, Dr. Fauci, and Jeff Zients from the White House. Here we go.
We're not advocating for large events, as and so I think that this is a modification. We also have given clear guidance as to what we believe is a safe way to gather. We do want families to be together, to be able to be together this holiday season. And so to do so, we're really encouraging people to be vaccinated, to be boosted, and to practice all of those prevention strategies before they gather so they can maximize the safety of their holiday gathering, as well as that reassurance of a test. With regard to your second question, our guidance right now is very clear. CDC strongly recommends that people who are eligible for a booster go get a booster. That is everyone above the ages of 16, boosting at greater than 6 months if you receive the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and of course greater than 2 months if you receive the J&J vaccine. We're looking at the definition right now, and you know, more to come there, but just to be very clear, our recommendations are to get boosted.
Next question, please.
Let's go to Jeff Zeleny at CNN.
Thank you for taking my question. I was wondering if Jeff or the doctors could point to one thing in the last month that you could have done differently to avoid where the nation is right now on the cusp of Christmas.
Dr. Fauci, anything to add there?
Well, I don't think I can pick out one thing that we could have done. Anytime that you put the effort that we're putting in, we always are the strongest self-critics of, could we have done something better? Could we have done something more quickly or more thoroughly? And, you know, when you say I can't think of anything, I don't want anyone to think that we think we've done everything perfectly. But I don't think I could point one thing out in the last month. I think we've been intensively involved in getting the response to the Omicron variant. We jumped all over it. All of us spent the entire Thanksgiving weekend getting enough information to be able to respond in an appropriate way to Omicron. So again, admittedly, we can always do better, but I can't think of something specifically that we would have done differently.
Next question.
Okay, that was a great question just asked there.
There you go. They are continuing the news conference in our nation's capital. So stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
The weak leadership of career politicians is destroying the American dream. Now more than ever, we need true, experienced leaders with the backbone to do what's right for the citizens of Nevada. A proven leader like Tom Heck.
Hi, I'm Tom Heck, and I'm running to be the next governor of the great state of Nevada because our state deserves a governor with proven leadership and problem-solving skills. With over 22 years active duty military service and 9 years in local government, I know what we have to do to get Nevada back on the right track.
At no other point in our history have American citizens been more at risk of losing their rights of free speech, the right to gather, and even the right to travel, all due to the weak leadership of career politicians. That's why we need leaders like Tom Heck.
As your next governor, on day one, I'll cut the state budget by 10%. I'll eliminate the teaching of critical race theory in our schools. And I'll defend your constitutional rights against creeping socialism.
For more information about Tom Heck, visit electheck.com.
I'm Tom Heck, and I approve this message.
Paid for and approved by Tom Heck for Governor.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All around the limbo clock. Hey, let's do the limbo rock. Limbo lower now. Limbo lower now. How low can you go?
Oh, how low can you go? The president's approval ratings keep cratering, and you keep wondering, is this as low as it can go? And the fact is, we don't know. We don't know at all. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking this. It's incredible that it keeps getting lower and lower and lower, and we don't know where it ends. What is the latest?
Well, this is from a new national PBS/Marist poll. And it has Joe Biden's approval rating significantly lower with Hispanics than it actually is with whites. If you do want to break down by skin color, now, of course, we're conservatives. We don't typically do that. But just for at least survey purposes, Hispanics are down to a 33% approval of Joe Biden's performance and a 65% disapproval, 65%. For a net of minus 32. That is horrific. And with whites, a 40% approval and a 56% disapproval of a net of minus 16. And Kevin, I don't care what side of the fence you're on, those are just devastating numbers that you can't run from.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Last night, Larry Elder was on with Jesse Walters. or Jesse Waters, rather, on Fox. And this is cut two, by the way. Exactly how bad are Biden's poll numbers overall? Listen to this.
When it comes to the economy, Americans think Biden is doing the worst job of any president since 1977. Must have hurt CNN to report this, but they said the average of Joe Biden's December polls put his net approval on the economy at negative 13 points. For perspective, Carter's economic net approval in 78, just negative 8. But that's not all. Biden's approval is also underwater on crime, foreign policy, and of course, the southern border. Add it all up, and it's no wonder Biden's overall approving is abysmal. A new PBS NPR Maris poll released Monday put it at just 41%, which is a new low for that survey. Joining me now is Larry Elder, host of The Larry Elder Show and former California gubernatorial candidate. All right, Larry, it's bad, but how bad is it?
Jesse, it's real bad, particularly when you start looking at the Hispanic vote. Since the midterm elections of 2018, there's been a 40-point shift among Hispanic voters in favor of Republicans. Now, among Hispanic voters, a generic House Republican will beat a generic House Democrat. This is earth-shattering. This is a major, major earthquake within the Democratic Party, because the whole reason that the Democratic Party has porous borders is because they have always assumed that illegal aliens, turned citizens, turned voters would pull that lever for the Democratic Party. If that weren't the case, the borders would be closed tighter than a Klan's behind.
So Jim, the bottom line is this thing is bad and getting worse. My question is, what is it that will change those numbers for Biden? And I don't think it's talking down to people like he did yesterday.
No, and when you take a look at how far left the Democrat Party continues to get, when they are more interested in promoting transgender ideology or things like abortion, those are things that a lot of Hispanics, I don't care whether you're from a third world country or Central America, whatever, they're typically family oriented, not into abortion that much, and certainly not transgender ideology. So I think, like a lot of people, they feel like their party is leaving them. They don't want to leave the party, but the party continues to go so far towards a socialist / communist type ideology that a lot of these people they can't vote for it.
And you know, regardless of the ethnic makeup of the electorate, the fact is that no president should be talking to constituents the way the president did yesterday. In fact, let's go to cut six, because Biden threw a bone to the Trump administration, which I thought was good. It's a little late, but it's nice to occasionally hear him say, you know, the previous administration did some things right. But he threw a bone to the Trump administration, but then he got stern. I mean, he got mean with Americans who just disagree with this administration and finding a cure or a fix for COVID. Listen to this. This is from Biden's speech yesterday.
Omicron is serious, potentially deadly business for unvaccinated people. Let me be clear. Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine. And thanks to my administration and the hard work of Americans, we led a rollout and made America among the world leaders in getting shots in arms. But uptake slowed this summer as vaccine resistance among some hardened. Look, the unvaccinated are responsible for their own choices. But those choices have been fueled by dangerous misinformation on cable TV and social media. You know, these companies and personalities are making money by peddling lies and allowing misinformation that can kill their own customers and their own supporters. It's wrong. It's immoral. I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it. Stop it now.
Yikes. being lectured to by your president, not a way to recover cratering poll numbers. It's just not the way to do it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want. Family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell. And we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Make that call right now. Coming up top of the hour, it has been an incredible year down on the Strip. It has been an incredible year in the gaming industry in our state. Are we all the way back? Probably not. Okay. Do we have a ways to go? Yeah, but there are some things going on. The Hard Rock buying the Mirage for more than $1 billion. And the word is, according to the Nevada Independent, that they're going to add a guitar-shaped Tower. This is going to be amazing stuff. I don't know where this is going to end up, but we're going to find out where Howard Stutz thinks that that's going to happen. That'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes. He is gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent, and he's a good guy, but very, very knowledgeable. Also coming up later on, I am so excited to have Chuck Muth on the Wednesday before Christmas. And we'll find out if his stockings are full or not so full. It's been an incredible year for him as well.